Good afternoon, everyone. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Luke chapter 15.
下午好，请打开圣经到路加福音十五章。
Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. I will read to you in English, and then I will get Shiva to read it in Chinese.
今天要读的经文是路加福音十五章十一节到三十二节。Andy 先用英文读，我再用中文读。
Okay. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 onwards.And he said, There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself,He said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him.And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your sons. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fat calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate.Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house,He heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, Look, this many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command.Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when his son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.
路加福音十五章十一节，耶稣又说：“一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对他父亲说：‘父亲，请你把我应得的家业给分给我。’他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把那一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇见那地方。”大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他，他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有多少故宫，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，向力还远，他父亲看着就动了慈心，抱着他的景象，连连与他亲， 儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥羊肚将来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见坐月跳舞的声音，便叫一个仆人过来问这是问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为他无灾无病的回来，就把肥牛都宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子的娼妓吞没了你的财产业，他一来你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray that you would be with me and Shibao as I preach your word and as you translate.
主啊，就求你与我们同在。
And I pray also for all of us who are hearing your words. I pray that you would speak to our minds and our hearts and convict us of our in our lives of our sins, so that we can repent and we can be drawn back to you.
主啊，就求你向我们每一个人说话。让我们每个人的心都有改变，让我们都悔改。
So we come before you. We thank you for this in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们来到你面前，我把下面时间都交在主的手中。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Most of us know this parable pretty well, especially if we have read the Bible many times, and even children, especially they.Probably have stories. I've heard stories about this parable before.
这个比喻我相信大家都很熟悉。如果大家读圣经的话，都会读到甚至孩子们都会听说过这个浪子的比喻。
Now this parable of Jesus is known, especially in the English Bible, as the parable of the prodigal son.
这耶稣的这个比喻在英文的圣经中呢是讲浪子的比喻。
Because it speaks of a son who rebels against his father and spends all his money away until he realizes his mistakes and returns to his father.
就讲一个儿子悖逆不顺服他的父亲，把所有钱财都花光了直到他认了错，然后回到家中。
But if you think about this passage actually speaks of two sons and not just one.
如果大家仔细想的话，这段比喻实际上在讲两个儿子，不是一个儿子。
We sometimes forget that there's also an older brother at the end of the story, almost at the end of the story, which the Jesus described.
我们有时候会忘掉了，在这段经文快要结束的时候，是有个大儿子在。
And so it is important for us also to focus on him too, and what he meant in this story.
所以呢，对我们来说。也很重要把我们的精力呢也放在这个大儿子上面，这样我们就懂得圣经。
Therefore, this parable should be instead be called the parable of the two lost sons.
所以呢，这段经文实际上也应该称为两个浪子的比喻。
Okay, so Luke chapter 15 begins with the recognition of two groups of people. First, the tax collector and sinners.And secondly, the Pharisees and scribes.
路加福音一开始就讲了两组人，一组呢就是那个税吏和罪人，另外一群人呢就是法利赛人和文士。
The Pharisees had complained that Jesus was associating himself with the tax collectors and sinners.
法利赛人在说耶稣啊，你怎么和税吏和罪人在一起呢？
But Jesus did not answer them directly. Instead, he addresses them in three parables.
耶稣并没有直接回答他们，但是呢，耶稣在三个比喻里面间接的回答了他们。
Spoke to them from the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and finally the parable of the two lost sons.
有一个就是迷羊的比喻，一个是上司钱的比喻，现在呢，也就是这个两个浪子。
They are all very similar parables, but yet the parable of the two lost sons is slightly different.
这三个比喻呢很相近，但是呢，这个浪子的比喻呢稍微有点不一样。
Now, let us talk a bit about the Pharisees. Who are they?
那么先我们讲一下，谁是法利赛人呢？
They are, of course, the teachers of the law at the time of Jesus, and are often held in high esteem because they are supposedly the spiritual leaders.
那么法利赛人呢，在那时候呢是啊法律师，他们教导律法的。
To,
因为呢，他也应该是成为属灵的领袖。
To people's eyes, they are seen as the good people because they follow strictly to the law of God.
在人的眼中呢，他们应该是好人，因为呢，他们严格的遵守神的法律。
And then there's also the tax collectors on the other hand, which.Who are the exact opposite of the Pharisees?
那税吏呢，在另一方面呢，是法利赛人的反面。
Because they are people who often break the law of God by taking advantage of the poor.
他们呢，经常违背神的律法，因为他们欺负穷人。
But worse still, these tax collectors are actually Jewish people working for the Roman government.
更坏的呢是，他们是犹太人，却为罗马人工作。
So it is an outrage to have your own people working against you and serving the enemy.
那是当然，如果这个人，对自己人却是镇压的，为敌人服务。
Therefore, they are considered the bad people, the sinners who no one should associate with.
所以呢，他们应该是坏人，他们是罪人。
But if you think about this, what is amazing about Jesus' ministry is that everywhere he goes, he seems to be attracting sinners.
那么真是奇特的，耶稣的事工是从吸引罪人开始。
Chapter 15, verse 1 already tells you that tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him.
那么在路加福音的十二章十五章一节就说，罪人呢到在耶稣的身边。
And in Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 17, Jesus made it clear that those who are well have no need of physician, but those who are sick. I came to call the righteous, not to call the righteous, but sinners.
在马可福音二章十七节。耶稣的清楚地告诉我们，二章十七节是这么说的。耶稣听见，就对他们说：“健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用不着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”
As such, it seems that Jesus is using this parable to speak more closely to the Pharisees than actually the tax collectors, since they are the ones who complain about associating with sinners.
这里呢，耶稣却是用这个比喻直接的对法利赛人讲，因为法利赛人在对耶稣讲，你不应该和罪人连在一起。
So let's talk about a parable.
那么现在呢，我们再讲一下这个比喻。
Now the parable is basically just a story, but most of the time Jesus would use a parable to answer the Pharisees because they don't really know the meaning, but he does.
那么比喻看上去就是一个故事，但是实际上耶稣是在对法利赛人讲，很可惜他们并不懂，但是耶稣知道他要讲的意思。
But those who follow Jesus closely will definitely understand what the parable means.
但是如果你紧紧地跟从耶稣，你自然就知道这个比喻是什么意思。
So let's talk about this parable just like a story, and I will narrate to you and I will explain things to you.
那么我们就把这先把这个比喻当成一个故事来讲。
Okay, so, first of all, you know, we're going to talk about the first son, which is the younger son.
一开始呢，我们讲第一个儿子就是那个小儿子。
The parable begins with a man who had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me a share of property that is coming to me."
那么，这个比喻一开始呢，就是讲一个人有两个孩子，这个小儿子呢对他父亲说，父亲呢，把我当分得的那个产业那部分给分给我。
This is indeed a shocking request coming from the younger son.
那么这个啊请求呢，实际上是很坏的。
How so?
为什么呢？
In those days, the older son would inherit 2/3 of the family inheritance after the father dies, while the younger son would inherit 1/3.
在那个时候呢，如果一个人死了以后呢，这个大儿子呢，一般得到1/3的产业，那小儿子呢，就能得1/3。
However, the younger son's request for his father's inheritance at this time, it's outrage because it was a sign of rebellion and disrespect.
那么这个小儿子在这时候就啊有这个要求呢，实际上是不尊重他父母啊，不尊重他的父亲，是啊对他父亲的一种叛逆。
To ask for inheritance when the father still lives, when the father is still alive, is essentially wishing for the father to die.
啊，你父亲在世的时候，你就要你的产业，实际上你是在说你去死吧。
What could possibly cause this younger son to wish for the death of his father?
那么为什么这个小儿子在这个时候就啊，你希望他父亲去死呢？
Can you imagine this going through your own family?
那么如果这个在你家里有这种事的话，你怎么会想？
Just think about it in your family. Let's say with an example with Baron and Boya.
我们现在咱们用那个博雅和博轩那个家里做个例子。
Baron gets 1/3 of the family inheritance.
那个呢，博轩呢，他能得到1/3的产业。
And he asks for his father, "I want my inheritance now."
那么他跟他父亲说，我现在就想要这个产业了。
Can you imagine what the father would do or say?
那你现在会想象这个老高他会怎么想？
He'll probably give him a slap.
我们大概没有面孔要打他一巴掌的。
And tell him to wake up.
叫他醒过来吧。
But you see, this in some ways, this story didn't just happen that way. But you know, the younger son, who's probably in his teenage years, as he is not yet married, probably I think he had grown frustrated with his father.And now he wants his freedom to live and do whatever he wants.
那或许这个小儿子呢，还是在这个青少年的时期。那么呢，他想得自由啊，想做他想做的事。因为在家中呢，他父母大概管理还是比较严的。
In order for him to have his own freedom, he needs money. And so, in order to have money, he needs to have the property of his father.
那么。他想自己自由的自在的生活呢，那他必须得有钱。那么有钱从哪来呢？自由从他父母亲的那个要分给他的产业里面来。
Now the word property in Greek literally is translated as life.
那么在那个时候，在希腊文里面，那个产业这个词呢，和生命是一个词。
Because in those days, the understanding of property such as land, wealth, and possessions are related to your own life.
因为在那个时候，你的产业，比如说你的地啊，你的那个金钱呢、啊，你所拥有的呢，和生命是紧密相关的。
And to have no property means to have no life.
那么在那时候呢，如果你没有产业的话，就是没有生命。
So therefore, the son's request, if you think about it, he's literally asking his father to tear apart his own life for him.
那么，这时候你就知道，这个啊小儿子的要求，这时候实际上是要他父母的命。
Now the son broke his father's heart and dishonors him. But what did the father do?
那么，这个孩子真是让父亲伤心，然后呢，也使他。父亲呢没得到任何荣耀，那么但是呢，这时候父亲就怎么能做呢？
He gave in to his son's request and divided up the property by selling his land, livestock in order to convert it into money for him.
他父亲却啊遵从了啊他儿子的要求，把财产呢真的是分开了，把他的地卖了，把他的那个牲畜卖了，就把卖了的钱给他了。
So he did this in agony, but he did it because he loved him.
你想一看，这个父亲在这个做的时候肯定是很痛苦，但是呢，却因为他爱他儿子去做了。
You know, he had to, he can't just give him the money because most of the monies are tied to land, to livestock. So he had to sell all this away in order to give him the money.
你要知道，在那时候他手中的钱是不会有很多的，他的钱都是在这个地里啊，这个牲畜上面，只能变卖了以后才能把钱。
Now, once the property has been divided, the younger son took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered everything he had.
那么，这个产业分了以后，这个小儿子呢就带上这个钱到了，走了很远的，到了一个很远的国度去，在那里把钱任意放荡，把钱花光。
Now he has always wanted freedom to do as he pleased. Now he gets his own wish.
那么他老是想要自由，想做什么就做。那这时候呢，他真是梦想成真了。
But he certainly paid a price for his reckless living.
但是呢，他在这里面呢，他所付的代价也很高。
And to make matters worse, a severe famine arose in that country and brought him to near starvation.
那么在这个时候呢，情况更糟糕，因为呢，那个地方呢有大饥荒。
So this son, which literally got a third of the father's money, went all out and spent whatever he wants, get all the nice things, go and visit different places, buy everything that he ever desires. But now he has nothing left because of his reckless spending, and a famine also was upon him.
那在那个时候呢？想想看，他拿了三分之一的财产，啊，本来人就乱花，想花什么，想买什么就买什么。但是呢，这不真是有饥荒了，没吃的，他怎么办呢
？You know what did he do then？
然后他怎么能？他们要做什么呢
？He went to the countryside to seek employment from a Gentile。
他只好到乡下，在一个外邦人里面找一份工作。
How do we know that this man is a Gentile？
那我们怎么知道这个人是外邦人呢
？It's because of his nature, of the nature of his work.
那么从他做什么事我们就知道。
He rears pigs.
那么他是养猪的。
And pigs are supposed to be unclean animals for the Jews. They never touch it or eat it at that time.
那么猪呢，在那个时候实际上是不洁净的嘛，犹太人是不会去碰或者吃这猪肉。
The younger son, who is a Jew.Was so hungry and desperate that he had to humble himself to work in an animal farm to supervise pigs.
想看这个人嘛，这个小孩子一定是快要饿死了。所以在这时候，他实在是绝望了，他才找到一份这个在一个畜牧场里面喂猪的这份工作。
This was perhaps the most dishonorable work for a Jew.As I said, since pigs were unclean animals.
那对于犹太人来说，这个是最坏最坏的工作了，因为猪嘛，我们已经说过了，是不洁净的。
However, despite that he now had a job, he was still not able to meet his needs. Therefore, because he lamented that even the pigs are more well fed than him.
但是呢，尽管他有这个工作，他还是不能吃饱，因为他你看在想呢。
Even the pigs have more food than him. Can you imagine that?
能不能想象，猪比他吃的还好。
Finally, this son he came to his senses and realizes that his mistakes that he had sinned before his father.
最后啊，他总算是醒了过来啊，知道他得罪了他的父亲。
Then he developed a plan of action.By returning to his father and admits his wrong.
那么这时候呢，他就想了啊，怎么该怎么做？他就要回到他父亲面前，然后承认他的错。
However, this son, you know, he repented and he admits his wrong. He also knew that he had forfeited the right to be the father's son because of what he did, because of his rebellion. Therefore, he intends to ask his father to treat him like a servant.
那但是呢，尽管他悔改，他也知道他已经放弃了他儿子的名分，因为他对父亲做那么的坏事，他知道他已经不能啊再回去当一个儿子了，只好请求他父亲呢，把他当做一个故宫来看待。
See, this was the life of the younger son who was greedy and rebellious, just like the sinful tax collectors and prostitutes.
那么请大家想想看，这个小儿子他的生活和税吏和娼妓又有什么区别？
When Jesus was telling this parable, you can imagine what goes through the minds of the tax collectors and sinners, because they can quickly identify with this younger son.
那么当耶稣啊讲这个啊比喻的时候，你可以想象在这个税吏和这个罪人的心中他们是怎么想的，因为他们可以很快从这个浪子里面看到他自己的影子。
But the amazing thing about this younger son was his recognition of his sins and his repentance over it, just like many of the tax collectors and sinners who had followed Jesus.
那么这个小儿子他认罪了，他悔改了，就像这些税吏和罪人一样啊，一个人啊跟随着耶稣就认罪悔改。
So verse 20, the parable continues where the younger son returned to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, felt compassion, and ran towards his son and embraced him and kissed him repeatedly.
第二句也告诉我们，这个小儿子回到他父亲那里去了，他离家还很远的地方，他父亲就看见了他，就动了慈心，就来拥抱他和亲吻他。
This would have taken the son by surprise, obviously, because he wasn't expecting such a welcome.
这对儿子来说是一个多么大的惊喜，因为他还在想着，也许他回去，他父亲不会再欢迎他。
Furthermore, before the son could even finish his speech of asking the father to forgive him, the father interrupts him and told his servants to bring the best robe to put on him and a ring for his hand and shoes for his feet.
那么而且呢，这个孩子还没有向他父亲认罪，还没有完呢，就要讲的话还没有完呢，他父亲就把他打断了，就叫他的那个仆人呢把最好的袍子带来穿给他穿指环呢给他戴，鞋呢给他穿。
The best robe probably refers to the father's robe himself, and this is a sign to show that of a restored relationship.
那么这个上好的袍子，最好的袍子又是什么意思？也许就是他父亲的袍子，就给他讲，你现在还是我的儿子。
Now his father continues to show grace to the son by what? Preparing a great feast with the best food on the table to celebrate the return of the son.
这个父亲的慈爱呢，又再次显现呢，就是要给他开一个宰了肥牛犊，然后呢，开一个宴会。
For he said, this son was dead, but now it's alive again. He was lost, but now he's found.
因为他这么说的，我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得。
What a remarkable picture of mercy and grace shown by the father to the younger son. And this reflects the mercy and grace shown by God himself to the tax collectors and sinners.
多么奇特，这个父亲对他小儿子的恩典和慈爱，就像天父对我们的恩典和慈爱一样。
It also shows you that God's love and forgiveness can pardon and restore any and every kind of sin and wrongdoing.
这叫我们讲明天父的慈爱， 天父可以赦免我们一切任何的罪。
There's nothing in this world that you think that you have done which is as bad as you can think of that God cannot forgive you.
那么在这个世上，不管你犯多么大的罪，神都可以赦免。
If you recognize your sin and if you come to Him in repentance.
如果你认罪，你到他面前悔改。
So this is what Jesus is telling the tax collectors and sinners.
那么这也是耶稣对这个税吏和罪人是这么说的。
But then, as I said, there's also a second son in this parable.
那么大家想到吗？在这个比喻里面还有第二个儿子。
You know, as everyone was celebrating at the feast, the older son was returning from the field, and when he drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing.
那么，在大家都欢喜快乐的时候，那大儿子呢从田里回来了，离家甚远的地方呢，就听见这个唱歌跳舞的声音。
Curiously, he did not enter the house, but he spoke to a servant to find out. What was the feast all about?
那么很奇怪啊，他没有先进家，而是呢在外面，停在了外面，问一个仆人，这个宴会干什么呢？
When the older brother heard that his long lost brother had returned and being reconciled to the father, he was full of rage and refuses to go in.
那么这个大儿子听见了他的世上的小兄弟回来了，而且呢跟他父亲呢也和好，他却全是愤怒，不愿意进去。
You know, he was so angry at his brother and what his father did, and he was making a scene out there that he didn't want to go into the party, to the feast.
他确实是在制造一个场面啊，不给他父亲一个面子，他想他就不愿意进去了。
You know, previously his younger brother had disgraced his father because of his sinful desires, but now it was the turn of the older brother who disgraced the father by refusing to come in to celebrate.
那么开始我们知道他兄弟小兄弟是他父亲很没有面子，而且呢和父亲很伤心，因为他那个兄弟呢他自己罪的这个欲望，但是呢现在呢这个大儿子又来了，又不给他父亲面子，使他父亲很伤心。
This brought the father to literally go out from the feast to meet the older son and to beg and plead for the older son to come in, but he continues to refuse.
那么在这种情况下，他父亲只好出来求他这个大儿子进来跟大家一起欢喜快乐，但是呢这大儿子还是不同意。
Now, if you think about it, why was the older brother so angry?
那么大家能不能想，这大儿子为什么这么愤怒呢？
You know, first of all, he was unmoved by his brother's safe return. He didn't care about it, and then focuses on himself in opposition to his brother.
那么，首先呢，他兄弟平安的回来了，他一点也不高兴，也没有什么关心，倒是偏偏要我自己想。
Then, you know, he demanded justice, making comparisons with his father's treatment of him.
那么，然后呢，他又要求公义因为呢，把他父亲怎么带他的和跟他带他小弟弟的这个来进行一个比较。
He was basically trying to tell the father, look at the two of us, compare me to your brother who is a sinner.
那么他现在是这个意思，你把我跟我弟弟两个人比较一下，我弟弟是个罪人。
He said that these many years I've served you and I've never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat, but now you are giving a calf to this sinful and rebellious son.
那在经文里就这么说嘛，这么多年我服侍你，我从来没有违背过你的命令，但是呢你也从来没有给我个小山羊但是呢现在你却给这个罪人叛逆之子一个肥牛犊，那么这个公平这公义在哪里呢？
He's literally saying, where's justice to this?
在说, 那这里面哪里有公义啊?
You know, how did the father respond to the son's open rebellion?
这个时候,他父亲对这个大儿子这么公开的背逆又是怎么样回应的呢?
Again, he did not disown him, or neither did he raise his voice at his father, at his son.
那么现在呢,他又还是没有不认这个大儿子,而是呢,还是很有慈悲,有恩典。But
he responded what? With graciousness and love.
就是有恩典,有爱。
He said, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours.
他说,儿子,你常与我同在,我所有的都是你的。
So, basically, you know, he was saying that you know, all that is mine is yours, and it was fitting for us to celebrate and be glad for your brother who was dead, but now is alive. He was lost, but now is found.
那么他已经讲,我所有的都是你的。那么现在呢,我们是应该庆祝,应该高兴,因为你这个兄弟是死而复活,是失丧又被找到的。It
means that, you know, God's action is always gracious and is not deserved.
那么这又是什么意思呢?就是因为神所做的事都是恩典,不是我们应得的。You
know, when you repent, you yield God's kindness, which wipes away all your sins, and is always a reason to rejoice.
当我们悔改的时候,神就对我们有恩典,就把我们的心,就把我们的那个罪给除尽。在这个时候,我们就应该喜乐。
I mean, most of you who are parents, if you think about it, if any of your son comes to know the Lord, comes to have a saving knowledge of the Lord, won't you rejoice with him?
那么我们当中呢,做父母的,当你的孩子认识神,愿意顺服神的典章的话,你不会不高兴吗?
But of course the father also wanted his older son to share the joy, despite of his reluctance.
这时候,他父亲实际上是想让这个大儿子和大家一起分享这个快乐。
He assures him that you know, he's not being unfair, because, you know, after all, everything that the father has belongs to his son, since his son is older, and he gets two-thirds of it.
因为他已经告诉他大儿子,他所拥有的都是他的嘛,但是现在我们还是要让你兄弟回来欢喜快乐。Now
as we talk about the younger brother earlier, and we all know his sins, that he was greedy and lived a materialistic life, which alienated him from his father.
那么我们再会讲这个年轻儿子,我们知道他有罪,他贪婪。
But what about the older son? What was his problem? What was his sin? The elder son is not losing the father's love in spite of his goodness, but because of it.
会失去他父亲的爱。
It is not his outward sin, you know, like his younger brother, that creates the barrier between him and his father, but it is his pride, the pride that he had in his own moral record based on his statement, I've never disobeyed you.
那么这里呢并不是一个表面上的一个罪。 那个就像小儿子一样,就表面的罪是他跟他父亲中间有隔阂。而这里他的罪呢,是他内心的骄傲。他内心的骄傲。
You know, it is not his wrongdoing, but his self-righteousness that is keeping him from sharing in the feast of the Father.
不是说他做什么错，而是他自己，他内心的自义，使得他不能够和他父亲一道啊欢喜快乐。
If you look at this parable, the hearts of both sons, the older and the younger, were the same. They had sinful desires, but their methods of showing were different.
如果你仔细想想，这个大儿子和小儿子都是一样的罪，他们不过是在表面上表现不一样的。
They each wanted to get into a position in which they could control the father.
他们两个都想来控制他们父亲。
The younger son did that by commanding the father to give him inheritance so that he can be free. But the older son did it by his goodness, for he feels that he has the right to tell the father how he should treat the younger son.
那么当然这个小儿子是就是公开的表面的要求父亲做这个做那。这个大儿子倒是觉得我自己做了一些好事，使得这个父亲不得不听他。
You know, like I said, all of us probably knows this parable very well. But do you realize that this parable actually ended very abruptly?
那么，也许大家都对这个比喻很清楚，但是你是不是感觉到这个比喻好像停得很突然？
You know, it's almost as if this parable has no ending because you know we don't know what happened to the older son after that.
好像这个比喻没有结尾一样，因为你不知道对这个大儿子下面又发生了什么事。
You know, there was no mention if the older brother ever changes his attitude, unlike what we knew about the younger brother.
那么我们并不知道这个大儿子是不是改变了他的态度。像那个小儿子，我们知道他认罪悔改了。这个大儿子，我们是不知道的。
Why is this?
那为什么？
The reason is simple.
原因是很简单的。
Jesus is using this parable to speak directly to the Pharisees.
耶稣在用这段经文直接对法利赛人讲话。
Because the older brother is the exact representation of the attitudes of the Pharisees.
这个大儿子就像法利赛人的态度一样。
Jesus is telling that sin is not just breaking rules.It is putting yourself in the place of God.
那么耶稣在告诉他们，犯罪不仅仅是违背神的律法。
You know how did the Pharisees?
超过了你把自己放在神的这个位置上。
How did the Pharisees do it?
那么法利赛人又做什么呢？
They teach that one can receive salvation by works.
那么法利赛人的教导是，你可以从你的行为得到。
By what you do, you know, your good works, and not by the grace of God, which leads to repentance.
你做，你就可以得到神的救恩，而不是靠神的恩典。
They believe that, you know, if we follow God's commands, therefore, God is somehow in our debt, and He is now obligated to save us.
那么他们这样想法，如果我们顺从神的律法，我们做神要做的事，那么这样呢？神就好像欠我们什么，就必须要给我们啊救恩一样。
They also did not see their own need for grace.
那么他们也有这个看法，他们不需要救恩。
Therefore, they themselves have no grace to give to others.
那么他们也就不需要给别人救恩。
That's why the older son was so angry at the younger son because of what he received, even though he had outwardly rebelled against his father.
那这就是这个大儿子。为什么公开的叛逆他的父亲？
But you know, although Jesus is directing this message to the Pharisees, yet his message is also speaking to all of us today.
尽管呢，耶稣讲这段经文是对法利赛人说的，他在今天也对我们说话。
Because if we're not careful with our beliefs, we can end up just like the Pharisee.
如果我们不小心的话。我们在信心上不小心，我们就可以跟法利赛人一样。
If you do not understand that grace is undeserved, that God can choose us anyone He desires to give grace to, then you know if you think that you deserve something from God, then that makes you a Pharisee.
如果你想我在神那里就应该得恩典，而不是想啊我们都不应该得到神的恩典的话，你就是可能是法利赛人。
Now, in ending, let's talk about what can we learn from this parable.
那么结束的时候呢，我们就要讲讲从这一段就这个比喻里面，我们学到什么功课呢？
Firstly, we learn that God's gracious love is offered to all kinds of people.
首先我们知道神的恩典是对所有人适用的。
The Father in this parable is God, and He went out to both sons, which tells you how amazing and gracious He is.
那么在这里，这个父亲就代表了天父，他的对他的两个儿子都有不同的恩典。
You know, when he saw the younger son returning home, what did he do? He ran out after him and kissed him repeatedly before he even came back.
当他看见小儿子回来的时候，他做什么？他就跑到他小儿子面前，亲他。
He forgave him, but he also gave him grace by lavishing upon him all that he had.
不光赦免他的罪，而且呢还给他很多的恩典，他所有好东西都给他了。
You see, then the father did the same thing to the older son.
而且这个父亲呢，对他大儿子同样的。
See, when the older son rebelled against him, he also went out to plead for him to come back, and telling him that everything he had belongs to him.
那么他大儿子公开叛逆的时候，他父亲也跑出来告诉他，我所有的都是你的。
It shows you that not only tax collectors and prostitutes needed to be saved, but even the most religious and moral person needs the initiating grace of God.
不光是税吏还是娼妓需要神的恩典，所有其他人都需要神的恩典。
It's not just the bad people that needs Jesus. Even the good people like all of us needs Jesus.
不光是坏人需要耶稣，我们所有的人，尽管我们是好人，我们也需要耶稣。
You know, Jesus is pleading in love to the Pharisees to repent and accept God's grace.
耶稣在告诉法利赛人，告诉我们，我们应该在神面前悔改，接受神的。
Then secondly, we learn that God's gracious love is costly.
那么我们还学到一个呢，神的爱是有代价的。
When the younger son demanded the inheritance and left home, he was clearly sinning against the father.But the older brother, if you think about it, he didn't do anything to stop the younger son, younger brother.
当小儿子要求产业离开家的时候，他确实是在犯罪。大儿子并没有来停止他呀，并没有来帮他。
As the older brother, he did not stop his younger brother from rebelling against his father, and neither did he go out and search for him.
那么这个大儿子并没有来帮他小兄弟，也没有去寻找。
The older brother did not fulfill his sacred responsibility to be the mediator to reconcile his family.
这个大儿子没有尽到他的责任，他没有充当这个调解人的这个职分。
You know, while we may talk about the younger brother's loss in sin, the older brother seems to be lost right from the beginning of the story.
那么当我们讲这个小儿子在最终失丧，其实这个大儿子一开始也失丧。
Jesus is pointing out that this older brother is not a true brother, not a true older brother.
耶稣在告诉我们，这个大儿子其实不是一个真正的好兄弟。
Because this brother had failed his responsibility.
因为这个兄弟他没有尽到他的责任。
However, you and I know that we have a true older brother who went all out for us when we were lost.
但是我们知道，我们都有一个真正的兄弟，在我们失丧的时候，他来寻求我们。
Luke 19, verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
路加福音十九章十节这么说：“人子来，为了寻找、拯救世上的。”
You and I have a true older brother in Jesus who came to seek us out when we were still an outcast, when we were lost in sin.
你和我在世上的时候，我们有个亲兄弟，我们有耶稣基督来寻求我们。
He came to bring us back to the Father.
他来寻求我们，寻找我们，把我们带到天父的面前。
And this is the true older brother we need.
这个真正的大兄弟、亲兄弟，我们应该需要。
Unlike the father in this parable who lavishes all the expensive things for this younger son when he returned.
这个父亲在这个比喻中给了很好多好东西给这个年轻人。
Our Father in heaven lavishes upon us His own Son.
但是我们的天父把他独生爱给了我们。
Which is greater and more expensive than anything in this world.
他比所有的人都伟大，比所有人都贵重。
You know, the cost of our return to our Father is the loss of His own Son, Jesus Christ.
我们回到天父面前的代价是他失去了他的独生爱。
You know, this is the most costly thing God, our God ever had to pay for our redemption.
天父为了拯救我们，这付出了最高的代价。
Jesus was telling the Pharisees an unfinished parable and giving them the opportunity to write the ending into their own lives.
耶稣给法利赛人讲这个比喻，好像是没有结尾的比喻，实际上是给他们一个机会，让他们自己写自己生命的历史。
You know, what about us?
那么对我们来说怎么样呢？
Do we end up like the tax collectors who came to repentance of their own sins and followed Jesus?
那么我们是不是像这个税吏到耶稣面前来认罪悔改？
Or do we end up like the Pharisees who is too prideful to admit their own sins and think that their moral goodness will be enough to save them?
那么我们还是像法利赛人来的，不来到耶稣面前，因为我们都很自傲，我们不愿意认罪，我们知道我们认为我们自己在道德上都已经很好了，这是靠这个我们就能得救。
Jesus is also calling us to write our own ending in this parable.
耶稣也是在告诉我们，我们能够写下自己的结尾。
So we have to think about this.
我们必须要想这个。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for speaking to us in this passage, and I pray that God, you will continue to help us to understand our identity before you.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你，谢谢给我们这个机会，让我们能够得到你的信息，也让我们知道我们每个人都能够再写自己的历史。
That we are all lost without you.
在你面前，我们都失丧。
And that we thank you for Jesus who came after us to save us and bring us back to the Father.
我们感谢你赐下耶稣基督，我们能够得救。
Help us also not to think like the Pharisees who thinks that our goodness demands something from you.
感谢你，让我们不要像法利赛人一样，以为我们做了什么好事，我们就应该应得一些东西。
But to know that all grace is from you and it goes to all undeserving people.
让我们知道你的恩典是无条件的给所有的人。
So we thank you and commit all this in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你，把一切放在你的手中。
Amen.
Amen.